Targeting homemade guns. I'm Chris Foster. Fox News. President Biden has an announcement today about gun regulation at the White House. More live from Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
Chris, President Biden will give remarks in the Rose Garden alongside Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, and he's expected to outline new steps to make it harder for people to make and get so-called ghost guns. Those are weapons that can be privately made from kits, are unregulated and untraceable. He's also expected to name a new nominee to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, Steve Dettelbach, a longtime prosecutor with the Department of Justice. Dettelbach was confirmed as the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Ohio in 2009. Chris.
Tanya, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says tens of thousands of people have been killed in the city of Mariupol during the Russian military bombardment and siege. He said that to South Korea's parliament today, asking for more support against Russia. He tells CBS 60 Minutes there's evidence of Russian war crimes, including captured pilots with maps of civilian targets and admissions from prisoners and intercepted communications about theft, kidnapping, and murder.
Look, I think everyone who made a decision, who issued an order, who fulfilled an order, everyone who is relevant to this, I believe they are guilty.
The White House again says President Biden has no plans to go to Ukraine and that he's coordinating U.S. and international response from the White House. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, on Saturday. County prosecutor in Texas is asking a judge to drop a murder charge against a woman over a self-induced abortion, calling her case not a criminal matter based on the facts and state law. We don't know if the woman had an abortion herself or helped someone with it. Starr County DA Gosha Allen Ramirez says the sheriff's department did its duty in investigating the incident brought to their attention by a reporting hospital. Scottie Scheffler wins his first green jacket at this year's Masters tournament. He went shot a 1-under par 71 yesterday to finish 10-under for the tournament. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Gas prices have come down a bit, but a leading oil industry analyst says don't count on that to continue.
Gas prices fell 10 cents over the last 2 weeks to a new national average of $4.27 a gallon for unleaded regular, still $1.32 higher than a year ago. Trilby Lumberg, the publisher of the Lumberg Survey, says the decreases may continue for now, but does not expect them to last long term.
Because crude oil has been on a yo-yo, bouncing up and down.
Lumberg says OPEC has cut crude production instead of raising it as expected, and that the release of 1 million gallons a day from the nation's strategic reserves is not enough to radically affect supply. She also says demand is down.
In the second half of March, gasoline demand was lower than in the first half of March.
And if demand goes back up and supplies remain unstable, the price point could potentially go back up. Kevin Uresky, Fox News.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams has canceled public events for the rest of the week after testing positive for COVID-19 yesterday. A spokesperson says he got tested after waking up with a raspy voice. Johnny Depp's defamation case against his ex gets underway today.
The bitter public divorce battle between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard continues to make its way through the courts, now in a $50 million libel trial beginning today in Fairfax County, Virginia. Depp is suing Heard, alleging she defamed him in an opinion column she published in the Washington Post, printed in Fairfax County in 2018. In the column, she claimed to be a victim of domestic abuse, although she never mentioned Depp by name. It was suggested it was him because of allegations made 2 years prior during divorce proceedings. It was penned on the heels of the Me Too movement and addressed victims of domestic abuse. However, Heard never proved she was abused because their divorce was settled out of court. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Thousands of students have been protesting in Indonesia over rumors the 2024 election could be postponed to allow the president to stay in power past the two-term limit. He says there's no plans for that. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.